Let's run through a few of these and you can give us just quick thoughts because I know there's still a lot to play out. So very early thoughts. Petrescu Seaton, will he get where he wants to go and how big of a loss will it be?
I think, look, there's some talk he still wants to remain at the club.
Oh, is it?
Okay. So whether Michael Voss can talk him around and whether...
Vossy rang you and said, listen, I've got a chance to keep Sam Petrescu Seaton. What do you say?
I would say try and keep him.
Right. You're a fan. You think he's been played out of position, huh?
Yeah, I do. When we recruited him, he was a forward mid or a mid forward, and he's played a lot of his footy over the last 2 years down back.
And there's been a lot of, there's been a lack of stability around that team as well, which, for some players they can adjust, other players don't adjust, and we don't see the best of them. What about Adam Chera? What do they do? What do they have to do to get that deal done?
I think their first pick will get that done. There's no doubt Freo would. And that's if he nominates Carl. I don't know whether he has or
it looks
hasn't.
Like he will, though, yeah.
But Freo would want more than their first pick.
Yeah. Is he worth more than their first pick?
To be honest, Tim, I don't know what this draft holds in terms of where Carlton's pick is. I think it's pick 6 or 8 or whatever it is. It's what's in that draft. Geez, what can I get with pick 6? Is there a really good player there that we think could be better than Adam Chera?
Right.
And Melbourne can't get it done. Like I think he would like to go to Melbourne if they were able to get it done, but they've got no pick. Can't see how they get it done.
No, but I don't know if they can they trade their future pick because they traded their.
I think they can trade a future pick. Yeah.
So their first round.
Yeah, no, you can, but if you've already done it, I don't think you can the next time. Is that right?
No, I think that's right. Mm. I've got to check the rules.
Check the rules on that one. Yeah. what about Jordan Dawson? He's chosen Adelaide over Port. Was that a surprise?
May have got down to money. Right. So it just really depends on the term of the contract and where he sees things.
Mason Cox got a future?
I think he's handy for someone. I don't think you'd have to give up much to get him, if anything. So he might go in the pre-season draft or delisted free agent.
So I've heard Port Adelaide now interested in Finlayson and now they're interested in O'Brien. Two blokes that have been around for a long time who are hot and cold. What do you think of that?
Well, I think it's telling you that they're worried about a third tall or one of their talls going down at some stage through the year, so they need some backup. So, and we know, Dixon and you've got Marshall up in the forward line, so it's whether they're looking at them as a forward or a back. I would think forward. So is it a backup for one of those two plays if one of them gets injured throughout the year?
Lipinski? What do you think of him as a player?
Yeah, I don't mind him as a player. I haven't seen a lot of him. Obviously, he's the tall inside mid. So
coming through as a junior, though, did you rate him highly when he was in the under-18 competition coming through?
We certainly had him listed. I actually can't recall where we had him, but we didn't have him in our top 10 or 20, but certainly he would have been in the top sort of 50.
McRae, a great appointment for Collingwood, do you think?
Yeah, I think so. I think, he's been a development coach. He's been through the systems. People talk very highly of him, and it's great for him to get a chance to coach AFL footy.
There's a lot of midfield sort of bulls, if you like, who are in up for grabs, and now Aaron Vandenberg has joined the list, the Demon, who really highly rated at Melbourne. In the last couple of years, he just got injured and then couldn't get any continuity, and look, every time he played, he looked like he was in a rush to make an impact, and he was making a few blues. So anyway, they go deep, clearly, so he's got to look elsewhere. Will he get a club?
I think so. If he wants to go out and search for a club, it's going to be very interesting whether these guys get clubs during the trade period does it happen once the national draft's been over? You've got the pre-season selections as well. So it's going to be interesting when these players actually get listed at other clubs.
Is it Dunstan? Is he one of those players in that category too, do you think?
Possibly. Yeah, possibly.
Do you think he's an AFL player, backup AFL player? I think he's good for the right mix.
I think he's good enough to be on a list. I mean, he's shown that he can actually play AFL footy. It's just really interesting the mix of midfielders that clubs would like. I mean, everyone's going to look at Melbourne. They're going to try and get a Petrarca through the door. They want an Oliver.
Yeah.
That's how you're going to get that mix. And that's what clubs tend to look at. They tend to look at the grand final teams. How many of those big bulls, are they quick enough? Have they got explosive speed? So it was interesting because I know clubs initially, when the 6v6 set up, a lot of clubs thought we need that speed, that small quickness out of the midfield. yes, you'd like that, but you still need the strong bodies to be able to, when it hits the ground, to be able to stand over it and win that clearance.
Last one, Sausage, and we love having you in here. Jared Brander, West Coast Tall. They've got a lot of talls, West Coast. He looks like the one that's been spat out. Has he got a home somewhere else?
Yeah, well, I think he'd have obviously clubs looking at him. I don't know. For me, I look at his competitiveness a little bit and just question that. And there's a reason why, you know, West Coast would be letting him, like a tall. You're looking at a 195, 196 key position player. And you're letting him go. So that's the question mark